We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat, so we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pruning to Prosper. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and this is the podcast where we prune away all the stuff standing between you and the woman that God has called you to be. That Bible verse is really cool because it was the decisive turning point in the New Testament. Over and over, since the wedding at Cana, we've heard Jesus say that his time hasn't come or his hour hasn't come. How often do we push off our goals? We say, later, not today, after I eat, this afternoon, next week, next year, next season, when this, when that, da-da-da-da, and things just don't get done. So if you have a goal of getting out of debt, what I want you to do is I want you to look back on a time in your life where you had achieved something, okay? I'm going to use the example of like high school graduation and college, okay? But you can use marriage, you can use kids, you can use finding a job, whatever. But I'm going to use high school and college as an example. You probably had the goal of going to college and earning a degree, okay? So how do we do this? First, you graduated high school with probably the support of your parents, the guidance counselors, the teachers, and you did the steps of the 4 years to earn that degree. And then you took your SATs and you chose a college and you applied to that college and you figured out how you were going to pay for it, even if that was taking out loans. And then you chose your courses and you played it semester by semester, summer jobs, internships, and you had a very clear path of what it was going to take to earn that college degree. Maybe you even had a little bit of pressure in high school from your peers to go to college. You know, like I went to a Catholic high school where it was expected that we would go to college. And so it really wasn't even an option. It was just kind of like the culture. And a little bit of, I guess you could call it a little bit of peer pressure, that that's what we did, you know, and you surround yourself with people that are going to go for this goal. And we all pretty much did it. But when it comes to our money and digging out of debt, the path isn't always so clearly laid out. And a lot of times we are just walking blindly into debt and we're like, oh my gosh, now what do I do to get out? And there's really not a clear path. And maybe we don't have the motivation or the support to get out of debt. Okay. And we're relying on motivation a lot of times in not just our money or our debt, but other areas of our life. We're relying on it to strike, you know, especially think of exercise, like, or decluttering. It's like, oh, I'm just waiting for motivation to strike. Well, guess what? It's not going to strike. So, and if it does strike, it might not strike when we need it to strike, or it might not strike for long enough, right? A lot of times, I love this phrase. It says something to the effect of, most people have what it takes. Most people don't have what it takes for as long as it takes. Okay, how often does that apply to us? Okay, so what do? We have to plan for motivation to strike. We set the hour and we make a decisive turning point in our mission on this planet, right? With your money. Okay, we're just going to be talking about money today. So, all right, let's get specific about getting out of debt, okay? First thing, and I want you to probably write this down or get a little journal. If you're married, I want you to sit down with your spouse and talk about this together, because you can't do this alone. Oftentimes, if your spouse is totally not on board, then you're going to just work on the money where you can. If it's doing the groceries, doing the budget, sticking to the grocery budget, doing different things you can do, making decisions that you can make. But if you truly want to get out of debt and you're married, this has got to be a team effort. Okay. So one first question that I want you two to answer together. Why is this important to you? How much debt do you have? Who are the people who would be affected by you being debt-free? You know, would it be your children? Would it be you? Would it be the your parents? Would it be anyone in your community? Okay, who would be affected by you being debt-free? Are there things you want to do with money if you were debt-free? Are there organizations you could support? Could you save for retirement better? And saving for retirement would affect your children. Why? Because you would not be a burden to your children if you had a fully funded retirement account. Okay, so these are the things I want you to think about. Next thing, and this is the hardest question, and I want you to be really honest, and I want you and your husband to talk about this. Are you really willing to do the work? Are you ready, as Jesus said, to drop everything and take up your cross? I've personally never been an RCIA sponsor, but sometimes I think about, you know, we want to recruit, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word to say, but like, if you want people to convert to Christianity or to Catholicism, I think one of the hardest things is to just be realistic and say, once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, life is not just going to get easy. In fact, it's probably going to get a lot harder. And I think if we're lifelong Catholics, we kind of know that. We know that it doesn't make life easy. But it's the faith that we have that makes the journey possible and tolerable and sometimes even enjoyable. And it is that faith that deep down in our core, that peace that transcends human understanding that we can only get from God. But that's a little hard to explain to people that haven't made that conversion or they've never known Jesus in their life, you know. But you have to be ready to drop everything and take up the cross. Like, God doesn't say, this is going to be easy. He's like, no, this is going to be hard. You're going to have to take up a cross. Okay, so don't go into this thinking the journey to debt freedom is going to be easy. Know ahead of time that it is going to be hard. Now, who's going to hold you accountable? Announce your goal. From the womb, Jesus's mission was announced. When Mary went to visit Elizabeth, she was like, oh my goodness, the baby in me leapt with joy. You know, my Savior's mother is here. Like, it was announced. It was announced to the shepherds. King Herod knew about it. Then when Jesus went to be baptized, or not baptized, but presented in the temple, Simeon had heard about it. He prophesied about it. So it was like, okay, announce that you are on a debt-free mission. And then Jesus had his people that kind of supported his mission. He was baptized by his cousin John, who was the baby in the womb that leapt with joy. So he had like family support. And then he went out to the desert to pray, and he was tempted by the devil. And like, this is all going to happen to you when you decide you want to be debt-free. You're going to be tempted. You're going to be tempted by your kids are going to want stuff. Your spouse is going to want stuff. You guys are going to cave together. But you have to go into the desert and pray. Because motivation is not going to last long enough to get you through your debt-free journey. So you're going to have the prayer and the faith that will allow you to carry this cross. Okay, so you're going to have to be praying together out in the desert. And then Jesus thought about his mission. You know, how is he going to teach? How is he going to save us? Okay. And his mother was there at the wedding of Cana to support and encourage his mission. You know, he had said to her, like, my hour hasn't come. And she's like, no, it has, right? Like, she's like, do whatever he tells you to do. And then he chose his disciples. And the disciples, they watched and they learned from him because they knew that he was somebody special. And even if they didn't totally understand the path that it was going to take to get there, at the hour of the Last Supper, Jesus showed them exactly how to continue. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Okay, so he showed them exactly what to do when he was no longer going to be there. And then after his ascension, what did he do? He sent a helper in the form of the Holy Spirit because he knew that we were going to need help. We were going to need guidance. So you've got that same Holy Spirit that you can tap into. You've got your guardian angel. You've got the communion of saints. Tap into all these things on your journey. You need to follow this example. So what is your hour? Okay, I want you to constantly be thinking about what is the hour, because motivation, again, is not going to strike. You need to write it down. You need to have a plan. When are you going to be debt-free? Figure it out. Go on the computer, look for debt-free calculators, figure out your interest rates and your minimum payments and how long it's going to take you to pay off each credit card, each student loan. You need to have a date and an hour that you will be debt-free, that you can work towards. Put it on the calendar, drop everything, and begin. What day of the week are you going to open the bills? What day of the week do you get paid? What day of the week are you going to write out the checks or make it automatic? If it's not in your calendar, it's just a wish and a dream. You have to actually do the tangible things to start. Okay, so break it down into hours. On this hour, we do this. On this hour, we do this. On this hour of the week, we sit down as a couple and we talk about it. On this hour of the week, we go to church and we pray about it. On this hour of the day, I get up, I pray my rosary. You have to plan for motivation. Next thing I wanted to tell you guys, the next budget Q&A is going to be March 27th, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a free live Zoom with me where we just talk about your budget questions, but it's accountability. Okay, put me down, put the other women down as part of your accountability group, and then show up. Okay, I have the signups in the show notes that gets you on the email list. I send an email like the day before and I say, here's the Zoom link, and you show up. I think specifically for the March 27th one, we are going to talk about your specifics. What day are you sitting down to do your budget? What day are you sitting down to start paying the bills? Okay, we're going to be very specific because I want you to get started. Lastly, I want you to remember, the entire New Testament is leading us up to the hour of Jesus' death and resurrection. He came with a goal, a mission, and God's plan was executed perfectly. Do what Jesus did. Announce it. Gather your people that are going to support you. Make a plan and decide on the hour that you will begin. And decide on the hour that you are going to be debt-free. And just begin. Have a great day. I will see you Saturday for a 5-minute declutter with me. Don't forget to sign up in the show notes for that free Zoom link. And just start getting accountability. Start working with these people that are also listening to the podcast. They're really good accountability buddies. People that have joined my Pruning to Prosper. They've stayed friends in life. The girls that have signed up for the rosary group have stayed friends. They keep in touch. They've kept up the rosaries on Fridays. Like, this is where you can come for support, guys. And you're going to get support from good Catholic women just like you. Have a great day. And I'll see you Saturday. Bye-bye.